does it feel any different coming in this time? Now that you've got a deal, now that you've shown what you can do, you've been a starter. I gotta imagine the last 4 or 5 years, you've always felt like you really had something to prove.
It don't feel no different coming in. I take it in as any other off-season phase, just coming in ready to work and just take it 1 week at a time. And this, I think this part of the being here is just important for me and all the other guys, just so I can get to know my other teammates and we can create a better understanding on and off the field.
Considering what had happened to you from the time you came into the league and up and down and over and on this practice squad, that active roster, does that give you that attitude that even though, okay, somebody now says they really want me, that you're not going to take that for granted?
Yes, I mean, after being through so much of what I've been through, my attitude is kind of stay the same. I really don't know no other way than approach this thing as the way I've been approaching it the last couple of years, and the feeling is still the same. So that's how that is.
A lot of guys who have been cut 8 times would have given up on it, taken the hit, but you never did. What was it about your situation where you had faith in your ability to make it in this league?
My situation was a little messed up at first because it wasn't that I wasn't good enough. I think my first part of the season getting cut was because of my injuries, and I just it was bad timing. I went down at the wrong time of the season, and the last past couple of years, I mean, God have gave me the strength and allowed me to stay healthy and provide and show my talent. So within the last 2 years, I've been good and healthy enough to do that. I'm gonna try to pick up where we left off at with Eric Berry being when he being gone last season when he was gone at the end of the season. So I'm gonna just try to pick up where I left up at with just communicate with the guys and just trying to take a better ownership of being a leader in the secondary.
Hey, what do you feel like you need to improve to become a complete safety?
I'm definitely going to improve my tackling this year. That's the number one thing I think I got to work on. But with that, you can't really work on that too much because practice, we don't be out there trying to hurt each other. So it's kind of like a mental thing. And now that my mind is being set that I'm a safety, probably I got to take more control and become a better tackler.
Hey, if you defensive backs, if you guys talked about the need to get more of these turnovers, man, you guys let some slip through your fingers last year. Is that something that you kind of put an emphasis on, you've talked about improving this year?
Oh, yeah, this offseason, man, we're going to make a big emphasis on that, on creating turnovers in the secondary. I mean, we had a bunch of opportunities last year, but we just wasn't able to capitalize on some of the opportunities we had. So this year, I think we're going to try to do a better job of just capitalizing on the opportunities when we get our hands on the ball.
Hey, how different is it for you? I imagine you've watched film this offseason, now to actually just kind of be able to focus really on one thing as you prepare. That's a lot different than having to think you're playing corner, maybe you're not playing corner, or maybe you're playing safety. I mean, just what's the difference there in preparation?
The difference in the preparation is with me going through what I went through, I think it just helped me become a better player because when I'm preparing at safety, I'm thinking about what the corner doing over there as if I was in that situation. So it kind of worked hand in hand when I prepare as a safety and I prepare as a corner. It kind of helped me know my surroundings and who's around me and where at.
What kind of motivation do you get when you see a guy, not same circumstances, but similar, small college, wasn't drafted, didn't get invited to the combine and all that kind of stuff, makes the play that decides the Super Bowl?
It's a dream come true, I'm pretty sure. Like he said the same thing I'm saying. It's a dream come true, and every guy you want to see yourself making plays, and I'm pretty sure he probably been dreaming for years of making that play, and he did that, and this is just like a dream come true.
What are your dreams?
My dream was to become a great starter in the NFL, and I'm just living it right now.